Hello, welcome. I'm your host, Zion Farmer, and you listen to Don't Drop the Ball, where we talk about student athletes on balancing sports and school. And today we have a very special guest with me, Michael Stanley. Mike was a four-star athlete at Taft High School, did really well, really sought out, had big-time college offers, but didn't go because of his grades. But Mike is currently right now at Pierce studying kinesiology, which is sports medicine. And he's here with me right now, man. Mike, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I'm doing very good, man. I just want to ask you a couple questions about football. How's everything going for you? My first question is for you. How did you fall in love with football? Football is a beautiful sport. And I just want to know how you fell in love with it, man.
Oh, man. My family, really. My brother was a, you know, played tight end. My dad played running back. My uncle played running back. Family.
What position did you play, Mike?
Defensive tackle.
Defensive tackle. I like that, man. Big man in the trenches.
Too big for all the other, you know, positions.
Did your family make it far? Are you the farthest one to make it right now? You're in college.
Two of us made it to JUCO, and not really all of us made it to D1.
So I see where your inspiration comes from. You want to be the first one to actually go to college and make some of yourself.
Yeah,
I respect that 100%, man. When did you first start playing? How old were you? Pee Wee?
I was 5. I started playing with my cousin, Devon. Dada. We call him Dada.
Okay.
One of my good friends today, Cash, Buki. Play with him, you know?
Okay. I appreciate that. Were you good when you first started playing, or were you just how was you, Mike?
No, I was not. I started off playing running back.
Okay.
Did not a feat for it. Then I went to DN. Was pretty cool at it. Then I stopped for a good year or two. Started playing D tackle.
Okay. So you just had to you moved to a position where your body was built for.
Yeah.
I feel you, man. Yeah. Where your inspiration come from? You say your family is the family is the key thing for you. Was that like the main reason why you did, or what's your personal thing? Like, why did you want to play football?
I wanted to play football just to get me off the couch. Like, I just realized I wasn't doing nothing. You know, I just realized I was good at football. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you went to Taft High School, man. How was Taft? How was Taft for you?
It was good, you know. I didn't play my first year due to grades, you know, but
okay.
3 years was good. Okay. Got my little rankings up in that 3 years.
Okay, so what college was after you? A four-star athlete? That's a big thing, man, coming out of high school. So what colleges were seeking for you?
Maryland, USC, ASU, Arizona State, Arkansas, Texas, TCU. That's pretty much it.
That's some big name schools, Mike. You was D1 bound. So, since you were really good at football, I know it had to be some type of pressure for you, man. You go to Taft, you probably the biggest thing come out of Taft in the next 10-15 years, man, four-star. Football had to put some type of pressure on you, man, because you the big name on the campus, and if you perform, your team loses. So how did that put pressure on you?
Didn't really put that much pressure on me on the field because, you know, I had a lot of athletes around me doing their job, but off the field it was kind of, you know, a lot of pressure because my brother won championships after school, didn't really do nothing with it, so, you know, I had to do something with it. It's pretty, you know, pretty challenging also off the field.
Okay. So what was the hardest part about balancing school and sports? Man, school, you needed to play football, of course, during season. But season takes up most of your time, man. First whole semester is on football. So how did that take up your time, man? What's the hard part about balancing?
Man, coming home and finding time for homework, pretty much. Okay. You know, trying to stay up in class, long nights, you know. It's just life of an athlete, really.
It's tough, man, trying to find time for school, still getting homework. Kids get out of school at 3 o'clock, you'll leave school till 8 o'clock. You get 2 hours, maybe 2-3 hours of sleep. You still got sleep for tests. It's hard, man. I know the life of it's hard. Yeah. But how's this experience been for you since you're here at Pierce College right now? You did go to a 4-year. Okay, you put that behind you, but what's your experience been like? How's your family taking it?
My family, you know, it was kind of devastated. They thought I was going to go straight to a D1, but I kind of learned a lot in the classroom, especially, you know, just realized grades was all it was, basically. Grades got me the offers, you know, grades got me on campus, grades got me on the field.
Okay.
You know.
And so you're at Pierce right now. Are you currently starting? What's your current situation? You grade straight or you could grade straight 1 year? Did you decide to come here? I'm going to get in quick and get out. Tell me, man, how's the team looking for you right now?
I actually had an off-season injury, so you know I had an injury red shirt this year. Okay. So I'll be back on the field next season.
Next season.
Yeah.
Well, can I ask you, how did you get hurt, man? You a big dude. I expect you to get hurt, man. How'd you get hurt?
It was during the All-Star practice. We were double-team drills.
For high school All-Star? Okay.
Yeah, high school. We were doing double-team drills. I tried to spin. Foot didn't come off the ground. Tore my meniscus.
Okay. That's a big thing.
Or sprained my meniscus, actually.
Was it really devastating for you, man? Because you wanted to get in. Yeah. Since you wasn't going to a 4-year, I know you were getting here, try to get in, get out real quick, real fast, and hurry.
Yeah.
But this is a minor setback for a major comeback.
Yeah.
So what's your mind looking like right now, man? How's your mental?
Just trying to get better, trying to get on the field as fast as possible. You know, it's kind of devastating, you know, like, never thought I had that type of injury, especially coming right out of the season. Like, I thought I'd be getting ready for college, you know, but it didn't really work out.
I understand that, man. So since you're hurt, are you more focused on school now? Since, you know, I can't be on the field, so I got to take care of the school side first. So what's your mentality going to that since you're hurt?
Definitely. I'm very focused on school, but right after the classroom, I'm straight into the workout room with it. You know, trying to rehab my knee, all types of stuff, trying to get bigger, faster, stronger.
All right, Mike. So when you do get better, I feel next year, what colleges do you want? What colleges would you say you would like to go to?
The college I actually want to go to is not really a big school. It's Northern Colorado, actually. You know, they got a good sports medicine program, you know. Great coach, great D-tackle coach, defensive line coach, actually. Excuse me. But, you know, it just kind of fit. I like the coaches. I like the stadium. I like the school. I like the environment. I like the players, coaches, all that.
Also, have you been to Northern Colorado before? You had a visit when you were in high school, or did you have a visit over summer? When did you go? How was that for you?
I visited the summer before my senior year. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Cold out there all year, you know.
Did you feel like it was home? Did you feel like when you first got there, you felt like this is where I'll be for the next 4 years?
Yeah, they made it feel just like home. They made it feel just like Taft, like just a brotherhood, you know, family.
All right, Mike. So what you think is next for you, man? You go to, say, you do go to the college you want to go to, right? You're at Colorado. Do you want to continue playing football all the way? Do you think you can make it? Or do you want to, you know what, this sports medicine thing is the way to go? And you just want to, you know what, I'll coach. Let me focus on sports medicine. I appreciate it for you. I appreciate the opportunity you gave me. But, coach, this is where I see myself in the future.
I definitely see myself playing football in the future. But, if stuff doesn't work out, you know, something don't work out, get hurt, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't get a spot on the field. But I'll fall back on the sports medicine, you know what I'm saying? Get a free game every week.
Yeah, I'm
something like that, you know?
Yeah. Have you talked to your parents personally about, mom, dad, this is the school I'm going to go to. Do you think it's right for me? Have you talked to them about, maybe the sports medicine thing is the way I want to go? Football, you know, my brother played football. You play football, dad. Y'all big football fans, but you know what? This sports thing is a way to go, and can you just support me on that?
Oh, of course. They support anything I do. As long as it's the right choice for me, they support it, you know. Anything bad, they'll step in and say something about it, but as long as I'm on track, they're good.
Okay, man. So, Mike, what keeps you motivated, man? You've been through. You a tough dude. You a high school 4-star. Come here, you didn't get your grades right. You played in an All-Star game, got hurt. You bounced back from that. you go to Pierce, you're currently at Pierce College. You studying, doing everything you got to do. You're back on track where you should have been. So what keeps you motivated, man? What do you look at and be like, man, I got to do this for somebody. I got to do this for myself, for my family. To show people that the Stanley means something. I can make a name for myself. That last name is powerful. I want to do something with it.
Man, my family's most motivation I could ever have, you know. My dad was just in Hurricane Harvey. He need to grind for that new house. You know, he need a new house. Mom need a new car. Like, it's family. Like, you know, everybody needs something in my family. Everybody's gonna get it at the end of the day.
Yeah, why not you? Your mentality. Why not? Why not? Can I provide that? So how's your pops doing, man? It was a big thing. I was there, man. I hope, is he okay? Is he fine?
He's fine. Ripping down this plaster right now, you know. But he's good.
Okay, man. You still talk to your pops? You keep in touch? Yeah, he was out there.
Of course.
Does he support you really on your grind? He knows that his son was a 4-star, but he didn't make it. So he supported you. What happened with that situation?
Most definitely, he supports me. Anything I really need, he sends me. Anything if I want to talk, you know, he calls me, answers me. I'm saying, basically, he's there. Like, he's there, as much as he can be.
Do you have any brothers or sisters? Younger siblings, or you're the youngest?
I got a lot of brothers and sisters.
So do you look at them and tell them, okay, this is the path. You can do this, but don't do what my mistakes. Don't follow that path. Go to school. Don't miss that party Saturday night. Go do your homework. Go do your project. You don't have to go to every party. You don't have to go to every function. You know what? Go do your schoolwork, and it all pays off at the end. What's the message to your little brothers and sisters, Mike?
Oh, damn. I'm the youngest. But, you know, my brother makes sure, you know, I stay out of his path, you know, not going to parties every weekend, not, you know, doing anything, you know what I'm saying, illegal, nothing. You know what I'm saying? Keeps me on the right track to get to where I need to go, you know. Yeah. Pretty much.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years, Mike? Do you see yourself playing in the NFL? You have 2 more years in college, 3 more years actually in college, so that takes up that. But what do you want to do? What do you see yourself in the future, Mike?
See myself playing for the New York Giants.
So you repping the Giants? You know that's my team, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Go Big Blue.
Man, Mike, you're an amazing person, man. I really learned a lot from you, man. But I have a couple more questions, so... talk about you. Really, just how did your friends take this, Mike? You know, do you feel like people was using you in high school? Do you feel like they were using you because you know you could provide them certain things? You know, you could get the college offers for them. How did you feel?
I mean, all my friends I usually really hang around. I've known since I was little. I mean, they always say nobody knew. That's really what it is. Nobody knew. I've always been around the same people since I was young, so, you know, that's pretty much
how I've been around. Are you the best out of all of them, or how would you say, are y'all going down certain paths where you're leading you somewhere, or are y'all going to college football? Where do y'all see yourself, you think?
Oh, I mean, all my friends are finna go somewhere, so we all going to the league, I feel like, you know, Cash, Mookie, you know, Dada, all of them. You know what I'm saying? Ernest, Dante, Devon, we all going, I feel like, you know.
Mm-hmm. What if you don't make it to the league, Mike? What's your backup plan? You always have to my mom always told me I always have a plan A, B, C, D, E, because you never know, man. You never know what path you want to choose. So just name a couple of your paths. Like, what if this football thing don't work out? I actually hope it do work out for you. But what do you feel like?
Sports training is really I'm all about sports. It's pretty much all I really want to be around is sports medicine, maybe a sports trainer, like sports doctor, something like that. You know, something in that field. Probably, I have a lot of connections with coaches, so, you know, like if I need a job or something, you know, I'll just call them. Yeah, you know.
Okay. How did you find out about sports medicine? Sports medicine is a good thing going into. Of course, we have them during your game. You know, you hurt. Come help me. How did you find out about that? Who introduced you to that, Mike?
My auntie, actually. She's a nurse, but she started off studying sports medicine, and it just wasn't for her. So she just offered it to me, and then I was just like,
you know, this gonna be my plan B, basically, right? If you didn't make it to league, this will be your plan B, sports medicine.
Yeah.
You know how many years you gotta go to college for that? That sound like that's like a doctor. That's a lot of years.
I think it's a good 8 after college.
Okay. 8. You gotta get your bachelor's. You gotta get your master's. What you have to get to that.
My bachelor's, I believe.
Okay, man. So, let's talk about your big dreams, man. You want to play for New York Giants. How'd you get? Were you born out here? Were you born in New York? Is that why that's your favorite team? Were you born in Houston? Cause your pops is in Houston. Where were you born at?
Oh, yeah, I was born in West Hills, California.
So how you fall in love with New York, Mike?
It's just a team. It's just a family. It's a family team, actually. Mm-hmm. My brother loved them. My dad loved them. Everybody loved them, honestly. My mom loved them because my dad loved them. My brother loved me because my dad loved him. My uncle loved him because my dad, basically. Uh-huh. My dad really loved
him. So your dad is a big part of the family, right? Without pops, it's, you don't know what to do. How you feel about going to that role when you get older? You know, Mike, you 18, 17, 18?
I'm 18.
Just turned 18. How old is your brother, Mike?
27.
So he's about to fill that role. How you feel? How you feel about that? How you feel about you being the man of the house real soon? And you got to provide for your family. Does that give you any more extra inspiration that you know what you have to go out there? You know, I have to say, Pop's not there no more. Mom's not there no more. I have to go take care of this for me and mine.
It's a weight on my shoulders, you know, just making sure everything's done in the house while still juggling school and football. It's like, plus off-the-field workouts, plus, you know, it's just... It's a lot on my shoulders, but, you know, I always push through.
Okay. What would you say to all the kids out there, man, that's currently playing football, DMP with their high school? They think, man, they see you, be like, man, I want to be like Mike. But they don't know what Mike is going through. Mike, you went through a lot, it seemed like. But what would you say to kids? Like, what's, like, top three things you would give them and tell them, you know what, do this, do this, do this, and you'll be all right?
Don't stop. Work at it. Don't quit either. Like, you know. You might just get that one star I'm missing. Like, it's all it is work ethic.
You tell them don't quit, Mike. Why did you quit? What kept you like, nah, I'm a go do this, man. Even though you're at a JUCO, what made you not quit? You say your family, but there has to be a little bit something behind that. Is there something you don't want? Are you scared to fail? What is it, Mike?
I'm just scared of being in the same position I'm in right now. You know, I just want better for me, my family, my future family. You know, I just want better for everybody around me.
Mike, what college courses are you taking, Mike? I know you're studying kinesiology. That's a big thing. That's one. But what else are you looking into in high school that you didn't know you had?
Right now I'm taking 9 units because I'm injury registered, so I gotta take 9 units. I'm taking biology, kinesiology, and theater.
Theater. Yeah. So you an actor, Mike? You love movies? What's up with that? You love movies? You love acting? What's what's the deal with that one, Mike?
Oh no, it's just some backstage stuff. You know, production. You know, props, all that.
Do you see yourself going into that if anything doesn't work? If you know you feel, man, theater is that. Come join. How do you feel about that?
I just look at it as a fallback.
Fallback. Yeah. I appreciate that, man. That's good.
That's how I look at it.
Did you always try to have yourself surrounded by people who are on the same mission as you? Because I know growing up, everybody says they want to do that, but as time goes along, people do change, situations do change. So what was your, like, I'm gonna stick with them instead of go doing that? What was always the deal with you and your friends, Mike?
Oh, yeah, pretty much everybody on a different path with the same goal, trying to keep me on my own path. Like, everybody in my circle try to stay on their own path. Everybody try to keep each other on their own path. So it was kind of like, one of my closest homies is in the streets. He don't want me in the streets. He want me on the field, like, you know.
Okay. I understand that, Mike. What Pee Wee team, I'm just curious, what Pee Wee team did you play for?
Reseda Buccaneers.
Come on, man, you know that was a rival. You know what team we played for. You know, we played for Chatsworth Chiefs over here, man.
Oh, man.
You know, we beat on y'all a couple years in a row. We smacked on y'all a couple times.
Hey, 06, 07, you ain't touch us.
That was y'all best year, 06, 07?
Undefeated. Champs.
Who's the coach, you know, that you look at the most? Like, man, this is the coach that rocked with me since I was nothing, man. Since you didn't know how to tighten up your buckles, you didn't know how to do none of that. That was the coach who's been there through Pee Wee High School. Now you're in college. Who's that coach that you will always be thankful for?
Through high school too.
They've been through everything. Definitely Pee Wee everything.
Definitely my Pee Wee coach, Coach Shorty, and my senior year coach, Coach Turner, Nate Turner.
Why you say those two?
Shorty just taught me a lot about football. Like, as I was saying, when I first started, I didn't know anything. Like, I was taking wrong cuts. I was shifting wrong. I was doing everything wrong. He taught me everything. He had me training after practice, running with trash bags on me. Like, it's just...
Oh, so he pushed you to a limit you think you'd be able to push to.
As a kid.
So what about your coach, Coach Nate? You said Coach Nate, your senior coach.
Yeah, Coach Turner. Oh, man. Yeah, he just really took me under his wing. Like, when my dad moved to Texas, he was, like, really kind of like a father figure to me. Like, you know, fed me, gave me advice, all that. I really didn't really have that, you know, like, because me and my brother were really close, and I was, like, the closest father figure I had. So it was just me and Turner.
Okay, Mike. Just a couple more questions I got for you. So you said Coach Turner, you said Coach Shorty. When you make it big, you think you'll be going back and, you know, take care of him and his family?
Oh, definitely, definitely, definitely.
Who's the people you think you owe, give me your top five people you think you owe the most to that's been there? I know you're going to say your mom, your dad, but you had to name, don't include your brother, because, of course, you got to take care of your brother, but give me, like, three or four more people, you know, that would you like to pay back to, you know, that been there with me through no matter what.
Other than my mother and my father?
And your brother, man. You got to give me three or four, you know, I'm going to take care of them because that blood can make us any closer type of thing.
Definitely. Do my homies count as one?
Huh?
Do my homies count
as
one?
Yeah, just name me two or three.
You got to take care of the homies. That's one. Turner. I'm definitely coming back to Taft. I need to get that feel right. My teacher from... Not my teacher.
You don't want to say you want to take care of your teachers, Mike? Come on, man. Teachers are very important.
I'll probably get us some computers or something, but, you know, that's probably it. Pretty much my cousin who played for Mount Sac. You know, he really worked out with me during football.
Well, Mike, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you coming through. This is KPC Radio, and have a good one.